going to start with what is not a number? Basically, it is just a survey application. Survey or script application. It has standard question types, checkboxes, radio buttons, text, drop-downs, autocompletes, et cetera, et cetera. Running surveys with multiple pages and branching based on people's answers. Nothing particularly exciting there. Diving down a little bit deeper, it can do things like anonymous access. It has its own authentication system. It interfaces with Twitter's OAuth authentication system. And there, it's pretty easy to plug in, say, Facebook Connect or other things that we're looking for. One of the concepts in Not a Number is the concept of targets. Targets are lists of things. They can be bits of text or URLs or videos or images or pretty much anything that you want that you upload to your project, and then you assign a behavior to those targets. That behavior can be randomization, could potentially be iteration, could go through things sequentially as they're displayed to users coming into the tool. Question types and behaviors are very easy to extend. Pretty much one of the things I'm really excited about today in hearing all these other tools, if you can embed something in a web form in your tool, then with very little customization, we can add it to Not a Number. Seaweed excited me to no end because that's a very easy access to multiplayer games. And Not a Number would be to configure something like that, have it spit out the data in a certain format, and bam, you can incorporate it as part of this. The creating projects and scripts is done in a very desktop way. Even though this is a web application, we're using Ajax. We're currently using Prototype, but we're moving to jQuery, I think, pretty soon. So that creating scripts and projects is pretty much like you would do them like you think. You don't want to reorder questions. You drag and drop, move up and down. You want to disable questions or move things back and forth from inactive to active. You grab them, drag them into your project. Right now, we've done some pretty easy integration with Amazon Mechanical Turk, too, with Aaron's help. And I'm sure as he gets to more of the practical bits after this, we'll get more into that. The technical stuff that is interesting about Not a Number so far, it is open source, as a lot of these other tools are. The question types are subclasses, and this application is in Ruby on Rails. So if you wanted to add a new question type that wasn't readily available, it's easy just to write the subclass, add it as a plugin or as a library, and it'll appear as one of the choices in Not a Number. One of the things that I'd really like to do, and especially sort of present to this room, is for the developers especially, but also for the people that are very interested in using tools like this, is I think we can create some sort of social community for question types. And it should be easy to pull question types from these other tools and repackage them easy and create a network of public question types where people can contribute things and pick and choose things for the projects. So that we'll have, if somebody wanted to run experiments or games, we'll automatically have a huge list of people when they run the tool and access to the things that they're looking for. And I already went over the GUI as Ajax. I think the way that this presentation is broken up, and I went through these slides much faster than I thought I was, is that was sort of the technical overview. Aaron is going to come down now and talk about some of the practicals. And then we're going to get away from the PowerPoint-ishness of this, and Anita will run a bit of a demo.
So, thanks, Jason. So what have we used this for so far? This started originally, as Jason mentioned, as pretty much a content analysis kind of survey tool. But we've been building it up with Jason and Anita to handle kind of distributing the analysis for a large qualitative coding task that Yochai and I were working on, have been working on for a while. And along the way, we've started using it to run some experiments to test out the techniques on Mechanical Turk. So that's been with collaboration with John. I'm trying to think what else we've done so far with it. I mean, mainly at this this point, it's been trying to solve fairly specific scope problems and building our way up to more complicated solutions as we discover the need for them. So at this stage, that's pretty much where we're at. And what's next is that we're interested in trying to figure out what other research applications there are for the tool. I know that the folks that we've been in touch with about working with this have been very excited about possibility to do experiments, possibility to integrate with games and social dilemmas. It's very exciting to be able to tie survey questions or content analysis type questions to behaviors in games or iterative games. And also just starting to work to attract end users and find out what other needs are out there that people have. I think Jason touched a little bit on some of the ideas for integration, which I think is a really, you know, whatever we make of John's diagram, the fact that there are so many different tools doing so many different things well, but nothing that does everything perfectly, I think that's an exciting area of opportunity that we want to figure out how we can move forward into that. And another big piece of this is working, I think Jason and Anita have been in touch with the folks at IQSS to talk a little bit about reporting and where to put data once it's done. And this spoke to, somebody had a question about this before.
David Parks was asking.
David Parks, who I didn't get to meet and talk to about it. But the big thing, I think, with the reporting is figuring out ways to have standard structures and storage locations and things like that. So started that conversation. Thank you, SS, and look forward to talking about it more. So that's basically all I had on tap for this. So at this point, I think pass it over to Anita.
And I forgot to ask if anybody had technical questions or anything like that too. So
we can just wait till just wait till afterwards. Yeah.
I've been working with Bruce Etling at the Berkman Center, who does a project called Internet Democracy, and right now he's doing a Russian blog study. And it's basically, he's using Not a Number as a survey tool, where he and his team has created a bunch of questions that they're asking their research assistants to answer based on thousands of Russian blogs. So the research assistants are in Russia, in the States, you know, they're all over the place, and they're able to collaborate, answer all these questions, and we're running, right now we run basic just data gathering reports to export out CSVs. And I've been doing reliability tests for him, so I can run Prison Books Alpha, which we're going to soon integrate into Not a Number so that it goes straight from CSV to. But this is the dashboard of the application. So once you, if you have an account on the site, you get to see this dashboard, you get to see the projects that you have a role on, whether it be the owner or the user or whatever. I've created two sample projects. On the dashboard, you're able to, if you are the owner, since I'm the owner of both of these, you can see everything. You can edit project information, name, text, tickets, display, description. You can determine if you want to put an interstitial page between each of the targets, if you have more than one. Anonymous access, which Jason talked about. And Mechanical Turk, if you're going to need to do that. You can add users. So it picks up all the users that have an account for the project. And you can add them, set all any of these roles, and it adds them over. You can create a new user. And I added these little dialog boxes to make sure that people are sure that they want to do these tasks. So you can create a user, and it automatically adds them to the project.
Sorry, can you just tell us again what kind of project you'd be doing?
So a project is essentially a survey or any kind of.
Could be an experiment. I mean, it could be a multiple treatment experiment. Mm-hmm. Could be a survey. Could be any series of questions that you want to string together, a series of conditions.
So to show that, actually, a preview of this project that I have is these are the questions that are set up. and you can just see what they are without actually going in and filling them out. And then you can actually see the, this is where users would come in and fill out the actual survey of the project. This one has a link to Google. Answer questions based on that link. My questions that were really going to learn. There's validation. And you can have any amount of pages you want. So you can break up your survey into 40 questions. You can break it up into smaller pages. And then you can go in here. So this is how you would build or edit a project. This is the page where there are, you can create several pages for your project, groups of questions, and it's easier to drill down deeper. Here are the questions for each page. We have this wonderful drag and drop feature here. So on the right are inactive questions that exist and that you could use, and then on the left are active questions on your project. And then you can rearrange them however you want, or remove them.
So what you're saying is that in principle, you have a set of standardized objects that you might have already created, like if the other person does this, how much would you put in? And then you can plug in a number. If you're using this for an experiment, then what's on the right would have a box where you could input how much would you give for this, given the particular thing, and then you drag it in here. You're the experimenter as something that's part of it or something that's not part of it, so that you could have standardized objects that would embed a particular experimental setting. You put it on to the section one, it would be in that.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And then the same works for, depending on the type of question, it's just add a new question. These are all the different question options. You can go into here and add the choices. So these are the choices that I've created for the other questions that are on the survey. So I can either take one of these or create a new. Creation. We can go back to the dashboard, view our script, and you can see my new question that I just added to the first page. Mm-hmm. Covered everything.
So there's one other feature that I really love, which is that it that being able to control the behavior, the randomization. Yeah, which is really nice. So I think that might just be with targets, right?
With targets or with users?
Yeah.
We don't have the users.
So basically, I mean, the descriptive version is that you can randomize the kind of what objects get shown to what users or what targets get shown to what users, or you can control it in various ways. Round robin, random sting, queue, which is really nice for being able, you know, so if I had a large set of websites and a large set of coders, and I want to present the websites in a totally random order, to be able to just click that and have it go. It's very convenient.
So this is Ruby on Rails. What kind of architecture do you need to run this?
There's no, you don't need any, I mean, it's got a MySQL backend. It's a pretty standalone Rails app. So it's open source, so you can grab the code. It's running on the REST architecture. That was actually one of the things that I didn't really cover. Right now, it's outputting to HTML, but through the REST API, we can easily have people make an XML request, and it's going to spit back the script or whatever in XML or JSON or whatever people are interested in.
So you don't need a specific type of database, you don't need a specific type of server?
No, Rails is pretty, I mean, we're running on Passenger. There, Rails can run on Apache and several other web servers, Webbrick, Mongrel. It's got a MySQL backend, but that's pretty agnostic. You could run Postgres or anything really you wanted to with the right hooks.
Is there a skip logic or anything like that? We have skip logic.